CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner. She writes the Middle of Somewhere column. To see Selena's reporting, it's selenazito.com. All of the reporting at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, at the Washington Examiner, at the New York Post, and other distinguished publications. We go now to the Pennsylvania primary, Republicans and Democrats, and I'm keen on learning about the Democratic nominee, now the successful nominee. He won the nomination for his party, the Democratic Party, John Fetterman, the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, who is a character that you could find exactly in 1950 when my grandfather was a ward leader in the 13th CD of Montgomery County. John Fetterman is the man my grandfather would talk to at the post office come election day. John Fetterman is an old-fashioned Democrat. Selena, I read about his health. What can you tell us? He's a young man. He's very vigorous, and I was surprised about his events about his health.
So he had the weekend before the election, he had a stroke, which led to him having a procedure on election day to implant a pacemaker. However, every doctor's report that they have put out shows that this is not, you know, a critical issue. He's a young man, and that he should fully recover. He won overwhelmingly Tuesday night. I've covered John Fetterman since he won the Braddock mayor's race by one absentee ballot. And then he lost a Senate race in 2016. However, he was the insurgent candidate and shocked everyone that night in that primary, and did something that has never been done before in Pennsylvania electoral history. In a Democratic primary in 2018, he unseated a sitting lieutenant governor. He's a formidable, relentless, a retail politician. He comes from a background of Republican family, so he has an understanding of how to build a coalition. Yet he has proudly is a progressive Democrat.
Yes, and Braddock, Pennsylvania is a town where he's been mayor for some years now that needed all kinds of attention that John Fetterman gave it, because this is the remains of the industrial age in Pennsylvania transforming itself into the future. Now, John Fetterman is the nominee for the Democratic Party for the open seat with Mr. Toomey's retirement. On the Republican side, there was a three-way contest coming up to the last moments. And right now, it's incomplete, correct? We do not have a winner, and it's going to be some days because, well, you tell me they're not absentees anymore. What do they call them in Pennsylvania?
They're mail-in votes. I think the biggest story of the Senate race, whether it's McCormick or Oz winning, is that the insurgent candidate, Kathy Barnett, rose incredibly quickly, but also fell just as quickly. And I think that's the larger story, that Republican voters came home and they picked between two men who could win in November over John Fetterman.
And the two candidates who are now, well, to call them neck and neck, I mean, Dan Rather used to have some Texas saying about how close they are, something about a tick and a cow or something. I don't remember how it goes, a metaphor. But in any event, they are within 1,000 or so votes with lots of votes to count. So it'll be someday. And you tell me that Pennsylvania has an automatic recount rule. Is that correct?
Right. If it's below 0.5% that separates the two candidates, it triggers a recount. And so it's going to be a few days.
Right. And McCormick was endorsed by members of the Trump administration. I think I saw Mike Pompeo, because McCormick is a West Point graduate, as Mike Pompeo is. And Mr. Oz was endorsed by President Trump. So both were well-financed and battled on the airwaves. And right now, it's a tie.
It's a tie.
We're not allowed to have ties, but we have a tie. Congratulations.
Very similar to the Spector-Toomey race in 2004, which was separated in that primary election. Arlen Spector won, but it was also under one percentage point.
And in the governor's race, the Democratic nominee for the governorship, which is an opening seat, is Joel Shapiro of Montgomery County, Eastern Pennsylvania, where I come from. And the Democratic and the Republican nominee is a former colonel in the U.S. Army, Mastriano, who comes from the West or the Central. How do we characterize?
Oh, he's also from the East.
Also from the East. So the, a newcomer to politics, a state senator. And so that contest will play itself out chiefly because this is the Keystone State. It's neatly divided, which is why I like the Oz-McCormick race. It tells you how closely divided even the parties are in Pennsylvania. Selena Zito, reporting for the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, and to find all of these articles, it's selenazito.com. This is CBS Eye on the World, covering the Keystone State, the state where Selena and I happily grew up. And I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.